Here we are once again, Connor Irwin. We are back in the digital realm. It is time for our podcast.
The pottiest podcast.
I thought we'd said it was the greatest ever podcast.
Ah, one or the other. Look, it's the second edition of our podcast. At this stage now, Marty, we can call it the biannual podcast.
Yes.
Because if this is canned after this one, it will be the biannual podcast.
Oh, another busy week here on Morning Glory. The show, by the way, is on the radio, on Radio Nova, Monday to Friday from 6. And then we also do a little bit on Saturdays as well, if you're arse getting up early.
We're constantly working. As I was when I went to London this week. I bogged off to London.
Slide off to London, and I had no idea that he was going. I had no idea that you were there. And we took some guesses as to why you were there.
We had some fecked up news as well with a lad who shot his wiener off.
Righto.
And we talked about how you exaggerate what you do over your weekend.
All of this on the Radio Nova Morning Glory
podcast.
Here we go.
Our little weather
is very little.
Tiny, tiny weather.
So Maisie Bell is 3 and needs a little help from Mammy Lisa. Hi, Mama.
Oh, hi.
Hello. Now, first of all, with Maisie Bell, we're in a little bit of trouble, are we?
Oh, yeah. Well, more with me. Maisie's learned a few phrases from you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Some of her new phrases are fecked up.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
And when the fetch.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, it could have been worse.
Okay, I'll do that.
So, can we get a little weather, do you think, from Maisie Bell?
Yeah, do you think Maisie's going to tell them the weather?
Yeah.
Hey, Maisie Bell, it's Marty and Connor here. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Are you being good this morning?
Yeah.
Do you watch TV?
I watch TV every day.
No, you don't.
Yeah, oh, good right. Old little people putting Mammy in trouble. Let's do some weather, Connor.
All right, Maisie, is it going to be good weather today or bad weather today?
Bad weather.
Bad weather. Will it be cold or hot?
Cold.
And is it going to be windy or will the leaves stay on the ground?
I can just see the leaves and
we're going to blow, yeah.
Oh, I think it's going to be windy.
And do you think we'll get some rain tomorrow as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's never a truer word spoken.
Is it going to be a good weekend or a bad weekend?
Bad weekend.
Oh, no.
No, it's always a good weekend. Always a good weekend. It doesn't matter about the weather. Listen, you have a lovely weekend. Have you got a little joke for us?
Well, will I start it off and then you finish it?
Yeah, go on, Mammy. You help her. She's only 3. It's okay.
Why did the banana go to the
doctor? Gosh, it was hard to hear that. What was the joke?
Why did the banana go to the doctor, Maisie?
Because he wasn't feeling well.
He wasn't?
I love it, Maisie.
Maisie,
that is
you know,
a brilliant one.
Maisie, you know what's getting closer, Santa. What are you getting from Santa?
Hatchimals,
they're great. I love them.
Yeah, a baby one.
Ooh, would you like to go to Santa's Cove at Liffey Valley Shopping Centre and see Santa?
Yeah.
Yay.
Okay, we're going to send you.
Thank you.
Morning Glory
on Radio Nova.
Now, this week, the new Star Wars trailer came out and myself and my little girl were watching it time and time and time again. Connor, you're quite excited, obviously, about the Star Wars movie, the new one.
Big time. Can't wait for it.
Now, Eleanor and I were watching the Star Wars trailer multiple times last night.
That's good.
Yeah, with the view to the new movie coming out. The first movie she ever saw as a tiny, 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 tiny baba.
Yes.
Lying on my chest was the newish Star Wars.
Oh, okay, cool.
Not the spin-off. The reboot.
The Force Awakens?
Force Awakens,
yeah.
Right. Okay. And she loved that, you know.
Obviously.
Yeah, absolutely loved it. But I'm reading this morning that Kathleen Kennedy, is that her name? The from the Imagine, anyway, Disney Pictures.
Okay.
Has sort of said that there's a plan
right.
to have 10 more Star Wars movies over the next few years.
Oh, give it up, lads.
Is it too much?
I think it's almost too much already.
Do you?
I'm getting bored of it.
I'd be happy with this trilogy.
Yeah.
And let's leave it at that.
I'd actually be happy with this movie, this one coming out.
Right.
And then the Han Solo one. And then just leave it at that. Good luck. Two more.
Yeah, the Han Solo one is a spin-off.
Yeah.
But then there's the finish of this trilogy.
Why don't they finish it with this one?
Well, because obviously there's unfinished business.
Yeah, no, anyway, finish it in this one. 90 minutes, that's it.
They don't want to. They don't want to do that because you know why?
Because Christmas is coming
cha-ching.
Up.
Cha-ching. And cha-ching.
They've got cha-ching. 70,000 million porgs to sell.
I've been trying to do this for a while now. And she sometimes does it. But whenever I roll a recording device, she stops. But last night in the kitchen while washing up after dinner, it was like... So that's her,
right?
Come
on. Get in there. Come on.
You get the
Morning Glory on Radio Nova.
So Connor legged it this weekend and disappeared to London. The reason why will become very clear on Monday. But while you were in London, you went to see that new Prince exhibition at the O2. What was the highlight of the tour thing for you?
The nutty Prince fan. You mean of the actual exhibition rather than the crazy people that were there?
Yeah.
The best thing, the outfits. The outfits were incredible.
Really?
Like, really cool. And you just realised how small he was. He was really, really tiny. I mean, the outfits are small, even with the heels that he used to wear, like 3-4 inch heels all the time.
Are you sure this wasn't stuff from Prince's doll range that you were looking at?
It looked like some of the stuff was minuscule. I'd say he had like a 20-inch waist. The guy was
really
teensy tiny, eensy weensy.
Guitars, clothes.
Yeah. Really cool guitars. I wouldn't be into those kind of like custom made, all the cloud guitar and the sign guitar and all that, the love sign guitar. I, you know, wouldn't really float my boat, but the Bat Dance bass guitar was amazing.
What was it?
It looked like a Batmobile with strings on it.
Cool.
It was deadly looking.
Cool.
It was very, very, very cool exhibition.
Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing some pictures now.
Well worth going to if you're in London. Really well worth checking out.
And
we'll have pictures of it, nova.ie, a little bit later on.
And you mentioned, because this always happens, because I'm a saddo, right? I'll go and visit Jim Morrison's grave anytime I'm in Paris.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't stand there crying, though, but there are people who are literally bawling and holding onto the gravestone and going, oh, God.
Weeping.
Yeah. Uncontrollably.
Yeah, there were a few of them. One in particular who, when we were doing a bit of filming outside, I saw her in the corner of my eye, and she was wearing, I want to say, 14 layers of clothes, different kind of weird shawls.
Had she taken Prince's stuff off the display and was putting it on? And
that kind of vibe. She was also wearing a bowler hat, I think.
Was she?
It was very strange.
Was she a Londoner?
Lots of chains. No. She wasn't, which we found out later on.
Oh, later on? What, you spent some time with this woman?
Almost. We got an invite. Basically, okay, myself and Clint got to the end of the show where there's a wall that you write stuff on bits of paper and put it into this wall.
Why?
Thing, you know, like messages to the dead or whatever.
Right.
And she was desperately trying to tie a crystal kind of encrusted ring that she had brought with her to this wall and failing miserably. And myself and producer Clint were standing there, and I said, oh, I'd love to go to like Memphis and go to Graceland. And he was like, oh, we have to go to Paisley Park next. You guys go to Paisley Park? I'm from Minnesota. I'm between jobs at the moment, but I'll go back and apply for a job at Paisley Park. You should look me up. What? Sorry? Paisley Park, you want to come? At which point I said, run. And we did.
Morning Glory. On Radio Nova.
So Connor legged it to London this week, and there's a good reason why he was there. All of that will become clear on Monday here on Radio Nova's Morning Glory, and apparently we'll all benefit from this information. But while he was in London, we took some calls as to why he might be there. So we had your guesses on 4404100, like Patrick, for example.
I think he's there today to interview Dame Julie Walters.
Why?
Well, you were talking about the woman, and yesterday she was the woman because she received her trophy, certificate, whatever you call it, from the Queen.
Her dameship.
Oh, her dameship.
Right.
So I just thought maybe that's why he's there.
Right. Connor, is Patrick anyway right?
I wasn't handing out the New Year's honours list for the Queen. Much and all as I would love to say that that's what I was doing.
That's classic.
No. No, not for Dame Julie Andrews or Dench or Walters or whichever.
So hold on, no, she was the one that was in Sound of Music, right?
No, Julie Andrews was in the Sound of Music, yeah.
Oh, you know. Okay, no, she was the one that was Mary Poppins then?
No, that was Julie Andrews as well.
Which one was in... Which one
she
is
was in Harry Potter,
in...
and she was in Educating Rita.
Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Ron yeah. Weasley's ma. She's, Ron Weasley's
the Weasley
ma.
Mother, yeah. Door,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So that's not why you're there, no.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
We're taking guesses anyway on 087-1818-100. Apparently next Monday... God, you like to make us wait. We'll find out why you're in London. But it is something cool and we will benefit. Is that right?
It is A, very cool. We will all benefit from it. It will be announced Monday and it is, I'm afraid, top, top secret.
Did you interview Will yep. Ferrell or Mark Wahlberg ahead of Daddy's Home 2?
No.
Okay.
Everyone's going for a movie kind of theme
yeah,
stuff. I don't know why that is.
Well, there's a lot of gigs. I mean, a lot of gig suggestions as to why you're... Job interview was another one that came up a couple of times. No?
Yeah, well, I was hanging around with people from the BBC last night.
Were
so
you, you dirty stop out?
I was.
Right. Yeah. What about this hair transplant? Is there anything in that?
Go on, what does that one say?
Well, basically that you were in London, that producer Clint was going to donate leg hair and you were going to come home with a full head of black hair.
Yeah, I mean, no.
Connor in no. MI6, more like Johnny English, says JP.
Thanks, JP.
And somebody else wonders, oh, Connor Irwin, just notice the initials, confidential informant.
Ooh, yeah, well, deep. Look, I did mention MI6 a little earlier on.
Morning Glory.
On Radio Nova.
We search high. We search low. We travel to the four corners of the world and sometimes beyond to find Best Up News.
I'm already laughing at the one that I'm doing.
Go on then.
Chicago. That's where we're heading.
Uh-huh.
A 19-year-old fella. He went to a hot dog stand.
Okay.
To buy himself a wiener. And then...
Was he going to buy one, though?
No, he wasn't. He was trying to rob a hot dog stand.
As you
and,
do.
You know, what do you get at a hot dog stand? Hot dogs. Mm. Wieners. And as he tried to escape, the 19-year-old accidentally shot himself in the wiener.
His own.
His own wiener. He shot himself... In the tackle.
How did he do that?
Look, it doesn't matter. He's after blowing his tackle to bits. The dope.
It's just like...
Right. He was tucking the gun into his waistband.
Oh, you see, this is why there needs
using.
To be gun laws, man, in the States.
This is not why there needs to be gun laws. Let the guy shoot his knob off if he wants.
This is why the Darwin Awards were invented, isn't it? You know, it's people
so,
like this.
Like, I mean, you run up to a hot dog stand, pull out your gun,
give me all
your
money,
cacks,
right.
Give me all the money and a hot dog, and I'll take two wieners. Boom!
Boom. Okay. I'm going to Nebraska for my fecked up news. This is weird. Have you ever had neighbors that you just didn't get on with?
Yes.
Well, this guy really doesn't like his neighbors. He's been sentenced to 4 years in prison. Why? Because he sent strippers to perform on his neighbor's porch 75 times over the past 3 years.
That's class.
So he would
was he trying to annoy the neighbor?
I think so, because when the girls would do their business of getting their clothes off, they'd be kicking the doors in looking for payment for the job that they just performed of taking said clothes off.
Right.
So your man would be across the road breaking his heart laughing at this 75 times over 3 years, but he's eventually been done and he's now been sentenced to 4 years in prison for annoying his neighbours.
That's pretty nasty. I used to have a really annoying neighbour that played like really hardcore dance music at all hours of the day.
Right.
That's what I should have done.
Yeah, strippers. Send them strippers.
The cause and solution to all life's problems.
Strippers.
Morning Glory on Radio Nova.
Apparently 45% of us like to arrive into work after a weekend and say, Oh, God, wait till I tell you what I did over the weekend. For example, Connor, this weekend...
I went to a couple of gigs, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I went to a BBC Radio 2 gig in London. It was Liam Gallagher doing a thing on Friday night.
Yes.
And he actually asked me up on stage, so did a couple of tunes with him.
What,
and
what
then,
did you play? The Scissors?
No, that was Noel. On that was Noel on Saturday night, because he heard that I was playing with Liam
right.
at the BBC Radio 2 gig, and he was like, oh, Connor, will you come over and do... I've got this part for you. Mm. And I know you can speak French.
Yeah.
So he got me to speak French into a bullhorn on Later with Jules Holland.
So is there
and then play the Scissors wearing a kaftan.
We'll be able to see all this on telly.
Oh, it's on YouTube, yeah.
Is it?
He made me put on like a Lee Mavers kind of wig.
It's a busy and, weekend.
Producer Clint, yeah. What did you get up to the weekend? Did you
went wild?
I just went home for a wedding.
Did you?
Yeah. Back to Oz.
Yeah, where'd you go?
What part? Oh, Perth. It was lovely.
Perth.
24 degrees on Saturday afternoon.
Nice. That's pretty good.
Rocks on the Swan River.
What did you wear?
My Louis Copeland.
Brought Louis with you.
I got a second round.
Very good.
Louis goes everywhere with Clint these days.
Me and Louis. We might as well be an item. But yeah, Australia was lovely. Yeah. It's a bit hard coming back in on the E49 at 6:06 this morning, but I'm here.
So you came straight to work
after.
So
you're looking late, but that's all right.
No, a little tired. We let you away with that.
It's all fine. Elaine, did you have much of a weekend? Did you get up to much?
Nothing exciting. You know, I was off Thursday and Friday, so a little bit of extra time to just relax. But then I actually went skydiving.
Skydiving?
Yeah, on Friday. Yeah.
On Friday?
Yeah, on Friday.
I thought you were off sick on Friday.
No, it wasn't sick. It was really...
when exaggerating gets you in trouble.
I wasn't sick. I was taking time off.
To go skydiving?
Well, just because to relax.
Skydiving is relaxed.
So for me, maybe for most people. Yeah, some people would be a big deal.
Where did you go skydiving? Was it in Ireland or did you go further afield?
I did go further afield. Yeah. I went down to Italy.
Oh, nice.
Do you know where George Clooney and Amal Clooney live?
Yes. No.
They were there. I did bump into them, but I just had a quick drink.
Drop into their garden.
No,
it was espresso.
Literally bumped into them.
Everyone's had a great weekend. Then, by
Marty, did you get up that?
No,
interesting.
No. Listen, I actually had to lay pretty low this weekend. I didn't do much. I was named. Now this is it's slightly embarrassing. I've been named in those Paradise Papers. The tax thing.
You and all your money.
So, yeah. There was a lot of people.
It was the offshore thing that you had.
The offshore thing with Malta. And, I was in Malta a couple of weeks ago.
I knew there was a reason you went to Malta.
Yeah, no.
What was it that you bought when you were over there?
Bono.
Morning Glory.
On Radio Nova.